with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Welcoming our friends out in Atlantic City, New Jersey. The Grilling Guys have moved east. We're glad to have you all on the show and tuning in with us. But Barbecue Bob, those pub sheds, when Mike talked about it being a way to move the party outside with your brother-in-laws, I had a visual that one of these things is going to be delivered to your yard, because when you all get together at the Nurmico / Jabor clan, there's a lot of you. I've cooked with you guys.
Right.
And this would be a great thing. I mean, you got a pool and stuff, but I'm thinking a pub shed next, brother.
That's kind of what the bathhouse is, though.
But it's not. That's where this needs to go.
It's got a fridge and a big overhang.
Yeah.
No, I don't need that. I can't even get my grill house built for crying out loud.
Dude, you're missing the boat. Maureen, you're going to want to see these things. Pubsheds.com.
Well, I think your backyard's perfect for one.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got nothing but dog poop back there.
Yeah, that's
it's
happening.
Bring your friends back there. Hey, help me pick up the lawn. We'll go in the shed.
Right. Yeah, it's bait. Right? So anyway.
Yeah.
It is St. Patty's Day next Friday. So this is the last Grilling Guys show before that. And we wanted to talk a little bit about the perfect corned beef brisket. Because so many people, this is the one time a year that they decide that they can do corned beef, and a lot of them mess it up. And so we wanted to just give a little bit of coaching on maybe how that happens. My first question to you, Bob, is this corned versus a beef brisket. We talk about smoking beef briskets all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Can you make the distinction between the corned and
it's just brined in
right.
a certain way. There's a spice. It's I think like just a real basic salt and sugar brine, and it's brined for about 24 hours.
Where the briskets that we put on smokers aren't brined
at
all.
Fresh.
Very little seasoning.
Yeah.
Fresh. And
so if you smoke a corned beef brisket, basically you have pastrami.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we're making that transition down the
And you
lunch
can
meat
smoke
line.
A corned beef brisket. That's another nice way to do it. Typically, corned beef is just the flat. That's my big objection to it. They just use the flat. And
so what Bob's talking about
the
there is,
part of the
is if you've gone to the butcher shop and you buy a brisket, okay, one end of it is about 2.5 inches thick, all the way to the other end that might be like 5 inches thick.
Well, let me stop you for a second. Depending on the butcher you go to, they'll sell you that. Sometimes you go and get a brisket, and all you're really getting is the flat.
Right.
A lot of people peddle brisket as the flat, and that's just the flat.
That's half the brisket.
Yeah.
Right? So what I'm describing is a full butcher shop brisket is what I'll call
it. Like 2 feet long.
Right. It's like 2 feet long. It probably weighs 12 to 15 pounds.
Yep.
It's a hunk of beef.
Just
right?
like you.
But on that tall end, they call that a deckel, and on the thinner end, they call it the flat. And the reason that the flat is separated from the deckel is so it cooks evenly, right? Because the worst thing you can do to brisket or virtually any meat is overcook it.
Well, some people, we espouse separating the flat, the flat portion just on the back end. Now, competition guys will actually, they'll separate the entire deckel from the flat. And I've been doing that lately, too, and smoking them separately and then marrying them back up together when you wrap them. But one end of it's called the point, and it has the deckel on it. The other end is just a low, flat, skinny piece. And a lot of times, corned beef is just that flat portion.
Right.
And it's still brisket, but it's nothing special. You know, it's kind of
it's commercialized. Is what I think, because you go to the big box store, not to the butcher. You go to the big box store and you buy these corned beef briskets, and they're in a bag with some wet solution with little seeds all over them, right? So what they've done is they've kind of given you this pickling solution
Well, they also give you a spice packet with it that they expect you to cook it in,
right?
And there are different
that's a boiling thing, though, right?
A lot of time, my mother used to put it in a pressure cooker.
Mm-hmm.
But she put everything in a pressure cooker.
Yeah, including pork chops, and they came out like little hockey pucks.
They
I remember growing up.
They were great.
Those, yeah.
So you might be shocked at this, but I like to do mine in a Dutch oven.
Really? Those of you that are new to the grilling, guys, Bob will explain a Dutch oven to you once every 3 weeks. But for today, we'll skip that. So.
The funny thing is it works really well for corned beef because of the evenness. And very often, we'll just do it in the oven. I don't even do this on the grill because why bother? I mean, I can throw it in, let gas take care of it efficiently with a thermostat, and I'm not messing around with it.
But if you wanted to smoke it in the oven, on the smoker, whichever, the important part is the temperature that you cook it to, because you do not want to overcook this so much that it gets tough and it gets overdone. You want it pink in the center.
You could throw a little smoke on it if you wanted to, and you know, maybe run the meat up to a $110, $120, and then wrap it. And if I did that, I would wrap it in that brine that they're telling me to use, the little seasoned packet that comes with a brisket. Or put it in a pot, put it back in a Dutch oven, in the oven, pan, whatever you want to do. But then bring that meat up to about $1.50, and then throw in some carrots and some red skin potatoes and some cabbage for the final hour. You'll get that last 50 degrees in about an hour. And then your potatoes and carrots and cabbage are like perfectly done. You don't want to overcook them because that's a drag.
That last 50 degrees, so you're referencing that we end up at about 160 degrees with the finish on the temperature of the meat?
No, I'm saying if you threw the thing in, I mistook there. At 150, you throw it in and bring it up to 200.
Okay. All right. Because then your potatoes will be done, your carrots will be done, the cabbage will be good, and you've got, in essence, a Irish dinner, that traditional corned beef and cabbage with the root vegetables that you can serve to your guests and your family.
And if you're if they're not together on doneness when you're trying to pull the thing together, just pull the brisket out. If the brisket gets to 195 and your vegetables aren't done yet, just pull it out and throw it in a pan. Or if the veggies do the same thing, just do the same thing and then make sure they're, you know, coming in at the right place so you don't overcook one to get the other one done.
That's where I was going, is you'll know if you overcooked it when you try to pull it out of that pot and it falls apart, then you just went a little bit too far. So again, that 190, 195 temperature with a thermopen or any other digital thermometer that you use, again, if you've heard it once, you've heard it 1,000 times on the Grilling Guys, is the digital thermometer is the most important tool we have in the barbecue world, because you cannot overcook things because it goes from great to bad.
Got to use a thermopen. We were at that home show. I was waiting for a brat, and this woman was trying to get a temp reading because they want these pre-cooked awful brats to get up to 165 by the health department.
Right.
She had like 30, 40 seconds trying to see the temperature of that brat.
Yep. In the meantime, you're smelling the hair burning off her knuckles and all that other stuff.
I said, forget it. I'm out of here. Just give me a hot dog. They're done.
Right.
I can't take it any longer.
The joys of home shows, right.
So anyway, one thing you can use also is when you're cooking that brisket is a beef broth or a chicken broth. Whichever one you have in the kitchen.
Great tip. It doesn't really matter which one it is, because you're talking about after you wrap it or you put it in that Dutch oven.
There's enough seasonings in there. It'll overcome whether it's chicken or beef.
Right. So you're trying to put moisture back in it at the end so it doesn't dry out, right?
Yep.
Okay. So that's why you'd wrap it, or if you put it in that Dutch oven or whatever you do with it, put a little moisture in it with the potatoes, carrots, and cabbage, and that way you're going to get a steam and a little bit of moisture back
into
the meat.
But isn't it great when you go to an old school Irish pub for St. Paddy's Day, like we like to go to Quinn and Tui's,
right?
And they've got the big food buffet set up, and it's $10 a head, and they have big pans of cabbage, big pans of corned beef, mashed potatoes, gravy. And I don't know, there's something about when you get to an Irish pub in St. Paddy's Day at 10 in the morning about hitting the feed trough about 2 o'clock. Really levels you out.
Well, it might be that 4 hours of drinking you did before you got to the food trough that really makes almost anything look good. But at the end of the day, the Irish bars usually do have a twist on all of this.
We're going to talk about a little Irish coffee in the next segment.
Are we? Yeah. We've been having a little bit.
We've got Anthony Imperato from Henry Repeating Arms coming up in the next
segment. Yeah. It's made in America or it isn't made. That's our friend from Henry Repeating Arms. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.